worms in fish.
Sometimes there's worms in fish, and those worms are asur to eat. Why? Because it's not that they developed in the fish, they developed outside the fish, or they were laid into the fish, but they came from the outside of the fish. Usually, where are the fish? Usually around the head, around the tail. Sometimes they're also
around the gills.
The gills, right? Sometimes they're, that's the head, that's what I meant. Sometimes they're also in the flesh, mamash. Sometimes. Okay. That's why there's certain fish that there's no problem with. For example, there's a fish called dag musht. Dag musht that comes from China, frozen.
Tilapia.
Okay. That comes from China, not Israeli one that comes with a kinneret. Sometimes China frozen that comes from China. There might be other problems with it, not kashrus wise, just health wise, but it's clean from. It's clean. A lot of fish are clean.
So tilapia from China is okay, but what about from here?
Lot of. Only if it has a very good hefshir. Yeah. Every once in a while they come out with a list of what's so good, what's better, what's not so good, what should you do, how should you clean it if you have it. The kids do.
Just yeah. Go to JerusalemCast.com. I republished the list from Kosher News from Rabbanut.
Yeah, there's a fish called Valdinon. They gave it out once to the yeshiva, there was a whole problem there. Yeah. It's not simple to eat Valdinon. Not simple at all.
What is that in English?
Rotfish? Rotfish?
Rockfish.
Bush.
Wasn't that good?
Cass loved it.
There's certain things that we're not allowed to eat because of sakana, because of danger. For example, eating fish with meat. Okay? Both if it's meat from an animal or meat from chicken meat. Okay? We don't eat at the same time. We can eat one after the other. Yeah? It's better to eat the fish first and then the chicken, and then the meat. Yeah? You can eat one after the other, no problem. Okay? But not to eat it together. And it's also between eating the fish and the meat, you should wash your mouth out.
What's the actual danger?
It's dangerous, not healthy. It's dangerous.
Healthy.
Yes.
So we're not talking about bones. We're talking about other kinds of danger.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. According to Sephardim, they even wash their hands between meat and fish. And as you know, we change our plate, we change our silverware, cutlery that we're using, and now we wash our mouth, or we eat the challah, it's also good.
Whiskey.
Mashke. Wanton.
Can somebody eat meat and then eat fish?
What?
Could you eat meat and then fish?
Yeah. No, can you eat meat and fish? You can eat fish and meat.
Either one.
Yeah? It's better to eat the fish first. Could even have them both on the table. You better not to, because then you can get confused. But you're allowed to have them on the table. It's not like meat and milk. You're not allowed to have them on the same table eating together.
Some people are very muffled on that.
Okay. Because they get confused. Right. Just so you don't get confused. But you're allowed, luckily, to have them on the table. I try not to have them on the table. But sometimes there's situations like that. I want already the main meal, and there are people still eating food. I said, oh, Allah, any coffee. And I'll say, this is me, this is it, don't eat it together. So.
Last time I had a phone call from my son, he's not sounding. Have a fine. Ah,
no.
Dad, what's the sushi?
I don't know. Sushi.
Tell him that. Oh, no, I can't eat sushi.
Yes, why?
No. It's okay.
Learned about sushi now?
So then I guess.
Seaweed. You could check it.
Don't hold it up to the light.
No, you have to check each page separately. What are you looking for?
Crabs.
Crabs and horses. Seahorses.
Pieces of them. Yeah.
You have to eat pieces of them. You have to eat pieces.
You've seen it?
Can't eat them all. I checked. I have a store, and it could be because I don't know how to check. I prefer maybe going to someone who knows what he's looking for, and he'll teach me what I'm looking for. Like rice, I know what I'm looking for. So I saw worms, and I saw things in rice. I know exactly what I'm looking for. Could be Ravaya does write, has pictures maybe about this.
It's on the internet.
Is he
having
a Dirkus
on He in the maybe in new ones he has them. The old ones he doesn't have them.
I think it's on the internet.
Find a whole crab or a whole seahorse.
No? Because they stick them in slivers?
They're broken. It's a piece of it. It's a straight. You know, a piece of it. It's still the album of good information for both. You know, it's still asleep, so.
Okay. It's raining out?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yes.
Very strongly.
Yep, it's not for sure. So weird.
So you saw?
Yeah.
What about the Mahajan restaurants that sell it? They don't have it.
We had a whole article. You remember someone gave me, we learned the whole thing last year.
Yeah.
Six pages. I read the whole thing here.
It's on JerusalemCast.com.
You put it
we
up?
All have, none of them have a real
memory. He's right, so check. It doesn't matter.
The nori that they're using now does not have a reliable hechter. Triangle K is not reliable.
No, he doesn't need a hechter. Seaweed does not need a hechter. It needs to be checked. That's all it needs to be.
Even the one that I saw recently is triangle K.
Should we close that window?
I'll speak very loudly because it's very. I like the breeze and then.
No, I'm worried about rain and that on the coast.
On what?
On the who?
Isn't there a coast there?
Where?
Yeah, but yeah.
The tables by the way, so it's there
on the Namashen.
Beautiful.
Yeah?
That is a heavy rain.
Anyways. Hechatchila, we do not put fish and meat in the same oven. Unless you cover one of them really well. If you did put fish and meat in the same oven, you're allowed to eat them.
You mean together?
If you put them together in the same oven, together, of course. One after the other, of course, you're allowed to eat them. You're allowed to eat them. Chachila, you don't put them together.
Even with splattering, uncovered, and splattering?
No. If it splatters, splashed from one to the other, then you don't eat them. You don't eat the food. Okay?
If it both need to be covered, or
one needs to be covered. It doesn't splash to each other. Yeah, then you're allowed to put a chatchila in the same oven.
Some people have separate fish pot.
Some people have separate fish pot. There's a formula, you don't have to.
Can I tell you a small story?
Yes, of course.
It was last year. My wife had a beautiful roast. She made it with Worcestershire sauce.
What?
With Worcestershire sauce.
What is it?
Worcestershire sauce is very common, very popular in America. It's made out of anchovy stuff.
It's a fish sauce,
but it's really for meat. People use it for meat and the seasoning is fish. But it's made out of anchovies. It's part of it.
Anchovies. The anchovies are
kosher.
Anchovies are kosher.
But you're cooking meat and fish together in the same dish. My wife used the Worcestershire sauce on the meat.
So what is this to do then?
That's a good question. So she tells us it was really good. We're eating it. I think it was the Shavuos night last year. I said, this is really good. She goes, oh, it's a new recipe. And I bought some Worcestershire sauce and I put it in. And I said, the Worcestershire sauce has anchovies. And we look at each other. We just dropped our forks and we look at each other. And go, oh, no. So we actually thought of it. I said, I don't know what to do. She goes, I'm eating, of course. But I said, you know, maybe we should just walk over to the rabbi.
Shaila,
we know him, and He says, of course you can eat it. He lifts the bottle, and the bottle's less than 1/60th, or
probably
less than 1/60th. And he thought, you know what? You wouldn't throw, why would you throw a roast out on top of the yolk toe? Of course you can eat it, just don't do it again.
But also, Israeli Worcestershire sauce does not have fish in it.
We have the sauce right there.
Is there such a thing as Israeli Worcestershire sauce?
It's not real.
Right, but you can get it at organic markets. It's very good. And
if you had the fish in the oven or meat, and you also bake the challah or bread in the same time, you're allowed to eat the challah both with meat or with fish. Doesn't make a difference. Understand now? Shemen shetignu bodagim. If you had oil that you fried fish in it, and afterwards you got confused and you used the same oil to use it for meat, asul to eat the meat. Yeah, maybe depends on the amount. V'chule. You have to ask the rav specifically. In the case of lechatchila, you definitely don't need the meat. In lechatchila, you need to do agala for the pot. But the avad, you don't need. After 24 hours, you clean it. It's also good enough. He's very machmir here with this. Yeah, if it's the 60th, he writes here what you write, what you just said. If there's less than it's nullified 1/60th to 60.
Rabbi
Rabinowitz. Rabinowitz? Ah, right. British. Yes. He lives upstairs.
Exactly.
Because you know he has to do a lot with Breslov also.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know until I met him by the dinner of Kramer.
Yeah. Very good.
Rabinowitz.
So if you're cooking fish in olive oil and you clean the pan out, wait 24 hours, you can cook chicken in that.
Cook it right away. Clean the pot and cook right away meat in it, chicken, no problem. Some say that also milk you shouldn't eat with fish.
That's right.
All the svalim do that also, right? Except butter. Butter, there's no problem with eating with fish.
Now we're selective.
Ma?
So we're selective what we can eat with dairy, can or can't eat with.
Only butter. Yeah, everyone says this. Shut Rav Parim of the Kafachayim, Shut Zivchei Tzedek, Purim Egadim.
Then where did they get the custom of cream cheese and smoked salmon and lox?
Why, the butter sauce or something?
2:30. What? Even butter now. Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim don't keep this. They eat milk. The Ashkenazim which do keep it. Chabad keep it. I keep it. But it's a chumrah, a very big chumrah. You don't have to keep it.
You mean you can't have cream cheese with what?
Yes, you're allowed. You can have your pizza with tuna or anchovy or whatever.
What's
your
president
now? Yeah, not even.
Huh?
Not even, okay. We're moving on to the halachas of eggs. Eggs also need to be kosher. Why?
Blood spots.
What?
Blood spots.
No, the egg itself needs to be kosher. It has to be from a kosher bird.
Chicken.
Not from a kosher bird. You can't eat it. So there's a few ways to know it's from a kosher bird. It's weird because here in Eretz Yisrael,
the shape.
One of the things is the shape. Here also in Eretz Yisrael, you go to the store, everything is there. But I was in Costa Rica, in San Jose. And I went to the big store, and there's all kinds of eggs with spots and this and that, and shaped like that, and around. I told my wife, now I know where an kosher egg is, because you're not this way, you never find it. Maybe also in America they have it, I don't know.
Ostrich eggs.
It's not kosher, right?
They're huge. I mean,
it's like for a whole family dinner?
Yes.
Ah, very nice. What? The Bat Yana?
Yes.
Yaem, Yaem, Yatiana. Okay.
Is that when the eggs are all stamped individually?
What?
The eggs are all stamped individually.
No, they're stamped for they say that they're permitted by the Misada Briut. And usually they have also a date on them. Nothing to do with that. When you buy from a, I'll tell you what, when you buy from a meshek, from a private meshek, you know, meshek, farm?
Farm.
Like I got yesterday, eggs, no stamp on it. So, let's learn about eggs. The law is that anything that comes out of tahol, is tahol. Everything comes out of a kosher animal, it's kosher. Therefore, only eggs that were laid by kosher birds, the kosher, what's it called?
Fowl.
Eh?
Fowl.
With the L?
F-O-U-L.
Fowl, like in soccer, when you did a foul to him.
No, that's different.
Fowl.
It sounds the same.
Yeah, it's a homonym.
Okay.
A foot.
Fowl. Huh? A foot, yeah, that's why I was looking for that word. Yeah. Yeah, and you can eat it. It's pyre. You can eat it with meat. You can eat it with chicken. Once it left the bird, the fowl, whatever it's called. Yeah. But that's not like.
In America, steak and eggs.
Okay, but if it's not from a kosher bird, you can't eat it. So. Zihui beitzak shira. Okay, how do you recognize a kosher bird? Let's say you're out in the woods now, and they gave you, let's say they have these, ishtachugima ele, sayarut. They give you 3 days in the woods, and now go figure out your way and figure out what you're going to eat. And now you see an egg. Could I eat it? Could I eat it? So there's two main ways to know if it's kosher or not. First of all, the shape. One is, Gemara says one is the one sharp, one edge is sharp, and the other one is round. Okay, it's shaped like an egg, but not all eggs are shaped like that. I saw round eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Snake eggs.
They're round, right?
Right.
And they're not kosher.
You crack open that, you'll probably be thin.
Depends how early. Okay. Also, mivna beitza, the inside of the egg, that the white, the yellow is in the inside, and the white is surrounding it. I guess some eggs of other birds, other not kosher birds. It's not like that. So two things: shape, that's from the outside you can recognize. Let's say you opened it up already to see that it's surrounded by the white, and the yellow is inside. You call it the yellow of the inside? Does it call it the yellow? In Hebrew you say the chelmon. The yolk. Chelmon. Yolk. No, the yolk. That's why we eat the yellow. Okay. So if you... It's better not to buy eggs if you don't know... If you're not sure that they're from a kosher, if it's from a chicken or from a goose, you know, fine. You know they look more or less the same, and you can recognize them. But you can buy, there's all kinds of birds sometimes, also from a yonah, from a pigeon, a dove. Also the same shape like this, but very small.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. I have on my window, but this probably has blood in there already. In Costa Rica. When we bought the tray of 30 eggs, 5 didn't have blood. 5 did not have blood. So I asked the Rabbi, you can't make hard-boiled eggs from them. The chazaka...
And the ones that don't have blood.
You don't know which ones have blood. If you buy a tray, how do you know?
You hold it up to a light.
Yeah, you can see.
Well, that's how they do it commercially.
No, what? When
they have a very strong light. And they look through the egg.
So I don't have that light in my house. In Costa Rica, they're all brown. In Costa Rica, they're all brown. Sometimes there wasn't even blood in there. It was almost a chicken in there.
Brown eggs healthier than white eggs?
No.
What? Not most, all.
Yeah,
unless you buy in a private place. That's why you let him make a hard boiled egg.
It's
a hazaka.
1 in 30, maybe.
Maybe. Not pick them, not even.
Yeah.
We bought how many trays? Did we go through in Pesach?
Yeah.
Five trays you went through?
Right.
There were in the whole five trays, there were two eggs which had blood.
Right, right.
It's not even a percentage. Okay. If you're lachuz echad, usually it's like that. It's rare. It's rare. One in two trays, maybe. Okay. So.
You see, check the egg. Can you see a little bit of blood? Can you throw? Can you?
According to Ashkenazim, you check the whole egg. According to Sfarim, depends if it's in the white and the yellow. We'll see in a second. If you have a not kosher egg that was mixed in 1,000 kosher eggs and you don't recognize the difference between the two, you could sell all the eggs to a goy. You can't eat them. If you could recognize which it is, so take it out and throw it out, obviously. If you took 5 eggs, 2 eggs, whatever it is, and you boiled them, and you recognize which one is the not kosher one, you have to throw out all the eggs. They make all the eggs not kosher. Cooked in the same pot, a kosher egg with a not kosher egg, all the eggs are tallied. Okay. Ashkenazim. Only for Ashkenazim. Is for Sfaradim? Sfaradim? Sfaradim, no. Take out, even if it was cooked together, you take out what is not kosher, and you can eat it. Who says it? Shulchan Aruch. So, the Lakat of the Maaseh, because we don't usually have these things. Yeah. So, now let's learn about the blood. Do we have time? Yes, we have time. So, we'll learn about the blood and the eggs. Klalei Yesod. That's one of the basic idea of this blood thing. ביצה שנמצאה בדם על הקשר, היינו על החלק האחור המצוי בצידה החד של הביצה, מחבר בין החלבון והחלמון, אסורה באכילה מן התורה. In every egg, you can see, it's like an umbilical cord that connects between the white, or the, it's not really the white, it connects between the with the sharp part of the egg, and it connects till the yellow. It's connected, it's a little... String. It looks, it's not clear. It's like, you can see it. If there's blood on that, it's doraita, garbage. Point to everyone on that string. Why? It's most likely that that's the beginning of a creature, of a little tzitzit. Okay? Doraita. Is a gzerav chachamim that if it's a fertilized egg, regardless of where the blood is, you throw the egg out. If it's a fertilized egg. For example, in Costa Rica, wherever we'll find the blood, we'll throw it out. Okay? That means we have to buy a tray of 5 and have maybe 25 eggs.
Do you know if it's fertilized or not?
In Israel, they're not fertilized. What? In Israel, they're not fertilized.
Mostly.
Well, if you buy like a general knuva or a big market, so they're not. If you buy in a private meshek, even the ones you buy, the organic ones here by them, they're not fertilized. Them. I don't know all the ones. Here, they're not. Ken. According to Ashkenazim, like I said, if it's not fertilized, Ashkenazim, if it's not fertilized, again, there's no difference. Regardless of where the blood is, you throw it out. For Sfaradim, there's a leniency. If it's on the white, you throw out the white and you use the yellow. Or you take out the white. If it's on the yellow, you throw the egg out. I said that like I said before. One second. The Chida and the Ben Ish Chai say that they say that in Baghdad, they were machmir, like the Ashkenazi, not to eat egg with any blood. But according to Sfaradim, even the Chatchila, you're allowed to use an egg, the yolk of the egg. If you take out the blood, you can use the whole egg, whatever it's like. According to Ashkenazim, you chuck the egg out. You see a little blood, you chuck it out. Now we're soon we're going to see, because now let's see.
By here being,
nah?
The blood is in the yellow, it's fertilized.
Fertilized.
It's in the white, it's a petza.
Petza, uh-huh.
What?
Wound.
A wound.
Shab, how do you know which what is blood, what is not blood? Sometimes, the way you can open an egg.
It leaks in,
Exactly. The writing. That's why, the way, for Pesach, they put the stamps, they check that the ink is there's no chametz on it. Because sometimes you open the egg, and the stamp, it gets wet and it leaks into the egg. And if it's chametz, you're eating chametz on Pesach. It's a baya. Anyways, so sometimes it leaks in, it looks a little bit red. So you can see, you have to see, oh, where did I break it? Look a second. Oh, I broke around the thing. So you can see that it's not the blood. Also, it's a pinkish color, it's not really red. So
what the stamps mean that it's kosher blood?
No, the stamps we said just now, maybe you weren't here. Mm-hmm. We said in the beginning of the shiur that the stamps mean that it was checked veterinary, mm-hmm. health-wise. They take care of the chickens well.
There's a major problem.
Also, there's a date on it.
Does mean that do not have contagious disease.
Okay, so that's all they mean.
Salmonellosis.
Almost no farm chickens are healthy.
But they have a stamp.
Israel has a better system than the United States.
Yeah, that's what you found out.
In the United States, they use massive amounts of antibiotics.
Also, you have to use that, don't worry. Unless you buy it somewhere organic.
It saves you a trip to the doctor's office.
I'm still working.
There's a problem now with antibiotic resistant.
What is blood? How do you know it's blood or not? There's two colors which are considered blood, and the rest are not. Red is blood, and black is blood. Brown is not blood. You gotta eat the egg. If you're not sure, throw it out.
Not worth it.
One shekel, come on.
What if it's hard to give you even an Ashkenazi? What if you're Ashkenazi?
Yeah,
you're even starting home, you treat eggs differently. Should you ask them? Or just.
It's not that they're not eating kosher. It's a different minhag. It's worse by a Sephardi eating meat by Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
That's bigger, much bigger problem. If he eats badats, Haida Haridis. If he eats other Echsherim, a lot of times, a lot of Ashkenazi Echsherim do exactly the same chumos as the Beit Yosef. But badats doesn't. Badats, they say, what? According to Rama, you don't need.
It's a problem for a Sephardi that Ashkenazi
meat.
Meat.
Meat, beef, cows, and not only cow, also cattle. Cattle?
Yeah, well,
where are
you going?
Chicken
stove. Not many people serve other meat besides
chicken is opposite, I think.
Kavod Agidim.
Only, but most people, they do. Most Echsherim do Kavod Agidim. The only place that doesn't do Kavod Agidim, I think, is Rav Orbach from Tveria.
What?
Rav Orbach from Tveria, I think, is the only one that doesn't do Kavod Agidim. Badas, they do some of the Gidim. Chabad, they do some of the Gidim.
There's another one. There's a smaller Ashkenazi one.
I don't buy Ashkenazi, actually.
You say the Beis Yosef is higher than Israel?
No, nothing to do with higher or lower. It's different minagim.
They check different things.
There's a more chumah regarding the sirchot and the lung.
So yeah. How does he get meat here
from
the yeshiva?
Is the boat? The meat from the yeshiva comes to South America.
Yeah, the chicken.
Huh?
Chicken.
Chicken comes from here. They don't bring Pesach to Mecca, but the meat here, Sfadi, can they be said the Yistah Bracha, perfect for everyone.
How
does it have both? No, Rakatav is a guy. The Chumrot shel Bet Yosef, I think you wrote
it.
Chumrot shel Bet Yosef.
Which means Yistah Bracha.
Yistah Bracha is a goof, Hechsher. Bet Yosef is a sefer that Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote. And he has certain Chumrot.
It's also a
Hesher with Yosef. It's also a Hesher with Yosef. It's
not Yosef.
What? Balagan. Ashkenazi means only badat is a problem.
Now, what about chicken? What about chicken?
Chicken? It's about a good hechsher. There's a lot less problems than chicken. Buy a good hechsher. You don't buy rabbanu chicken.
Landa goes by the
chumrot? Landa? Yeah. Yeah, Chabad. They do also all the sirchot and everything.
They didn't use to.
What? Huh?
Now we use them, they didn't do
now
it.
They do.
That's why I'm not
talking about that. Can you say what's Chabad?
It's Chabad Hechsher.
What is
it? Chablando.
Really?
Okay. Real Chabad. Not today's Chabad. Real Chabad.
Well, Ashkenazi permits with beef or sheep. Instead of just checking the lungs out by blowing them up and also looking inside at any pus bubble making pasul, it permits going inside the hand, wiping around, breaking the pus bubble and smearing it around. And if there's no big hole or remaining large pus bubble after that, it's considered kosher.
The reason why it's more lenient because in those days there was a. Otherwise, you'll have to throw away like a lot of the beef and it was. Big problem.
And with the Sfaradi, they don't permit any pus or any holes.
Just to be clear, chalak, that's what it's called chalak or glat in Yiddish, yeah? Chalak means chalak.
I know Shochet and protects Sfaradi before he goes to slaughter. Anywhere he goes and checks the water that the animals drank. If it's not clean water, he goes home. Since the kid drinks his water in Mikoshel and not have the disease inside.
So, what else do you want to say? If you open the, an egg into a metal thing to check it, yeah, or into metal, not glass. Glass is not a problem. You open it into metal, you open it into plastic, and then into cheres. Then it was blood. Okay, you left it there. You forgot about it. You had to run to the oven. You come back 24 hours later. The kli is taref. Yeah, because it's called kvisha, kavush. We learned if you have a liquid sitting, you have a meat liquid or a milk liquid sitting in a bowl for more than 24 hours, the bowl becomes the same status even if it's cold. It's called kavush. The same thing here with the blood. You need
what about glass?
Glass, you wash it out.
There's no way.
Doesn't absorb.
Chicken soup in a glass jar.
According to Ashkenazi and the Mahmud, they have separate keli for everything. But
it
doesn't make a difference. According to Ashkenazi, the Mahmud is a chumra to have a hama. Not stam. They have separate vessels for each thing. It doesn't mean that this thing is meaty.
Right.
I mean, the chatchila don't use it for meat, for milk. That's what it means. According to Sfadi, rinse it out, use it for Pesach, whenever you want them. Even if you cooked in it, even Pyrex, you put it in the oven, and the hottest thing is you put meat mamash in it, and you add the bread in it, whatever you want, clean it out. Well, no agala, nothing. Use it for Pesach. Pyrex,
Amalom.
Really? What? There's some things you can use on the fire.
And glass?
Can.
But you cannot go clean too
well. Pyrex is very difficult to clean. I mean,
what?
It depends if it's. Right, it depends if it's
Yavesh or
Lasuk. It needs
Libun
if you never put
oil
in it.
It's true. Put it in the oven.
In the oven.
It doesn't need even. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't need anything. According to Rav Ovadia, cleaner is very, very good. And if it's clean, you can use it for Pesach.
All glass?
Huh?
All glass?
Rav Ovadia, all glass.
Glasses?
He lives near me now.
Huh?
He lives near me now.
Have
glasses
for
a meat,
chicken.
Yeah, you're right, it's very difficult. If someone, your wife is making, she made something with eggs, okay? Pashtida, whatever it is. She made you an omelette. Omelette, that's not a good example. Pashtida or something like that. And she said, oh, I forgot to check it. You're allowed to eat it. Okay? You're allowed to eat it.
Now, what about hard-boiled eggs?
Ladies, chazaka, same idea. If it's unfertilized eggs, say they sell egg powder, right, Yosef?
Yeah.
Huh? My wife told me that you told her this. I didn't know about this.
No, it's like egg juice.
Egg juice, whatever it is.
Quick
they have a good texture.
Actually, they had egg powder 50 years ago.
You have to have a good hefshir, yeah, right? I know, that's the most important news of that.
Man, it must be cooked or something, no? It must be some sort of process.
They use it in our schools.
I don't know what they do with it.
Yeah.
They have to have a good hefshir.
Why do you make that sure?
Not
that.
Only because, of, yeah, you don't know what it is, that's the problem.
No, that's
well, the eggs of what?
It's perfectly dangerous. I wouldn't recommend feeding it to
your cats.
No, the cat wouldn't touch it.